Tonight I'd like to share why I am excited about the summer theme, or I might say as excited as a Swede ever gets. I'd like to share the journey, or at least part of the journey, of my own life. I grew up with a rather frightening, I think, understanding, and the understanding was this, that the main purpose of the church and the main purpose of Christianity and the main purpose of Jesus and the main purpose of the cross is to help me to avoid hell when I die and to help me to get to heaven when I die. The main reason I would go to church or believe in Jesus would be so I will go to heaven. I remember one period in my childhood where I would, just before I went to sleep at night, I'd pray God to forgive all of my sins, and then I'd quick get to sleep before I had a bad thought again. Because what if I would die as I prayed in the prayer if I should die before I wake? So I made sure I got to sleep very, very quickly. I remember my confirmation, ninth grade, braces. And I remember trying to figure out the Christian faith, and I think I said I got it. I'll put up with all of these rules and all of this stuff, so at least, unlike the other kids, I'll go to heaven when I die. Now, this is why I am excited about the summer theme. Gradually, and I'd say gradually, this wasn't any like big light dawning. It came through the study of the whole Bible, not just the New Testament, but Old Testament and New Testament, that while my destiny after death, of course, is a theme in the Scripture, I discovered that the overpowering theme of both Old Testament and New Testament is this, that God is at work to unite everything in creation into a single peace, into a shalom. Ephesians, the book of Ephesians opened up, and here is a secret, mysterious plan of God to unite everything in creation, everything in heaven and on earth, together with Christ as head. Or Colossians, as it points to the cross of Jesus Christ, and that cross makes peace. That cross makes reconciliation between myself and God, yes, but more. Between people and people, yes, but so much more. Between all creation, everything in the heavens and the earth, peace and shalom between animals and people, people and nature, the smallest thing in creation to the vast solar systems and stars and even whatever the black hole is, God is working to make peace and wholeness of all of creation. I love this verse in the Revelation of John, Revelation chapter 5. John in his vision sees this. I heard all the living things in creation, everything that lives in the air and on the ground and under the ground. Notice he does not leave out the worms and the bugs. And everything in the sea, and they are all crying, to the one who is sitting on the throne and to the Lamb be all praise, honor, glory, and power forever and ever. And the four animals said, and remember in the vision, one of the four animals, and only one, is a human. And the animals are closest to the throne of God. And the four animals said, Amen. And the elders prayed. prostrated themselves to worship. As I was working on these words this afternoon, I heard the pitter-patter of little feet, and it was a chipmunk that came into our apartment. And I said, oh no, just when I'm in a panic to get this together. And not only did he come in, or she, but we have a pinata. Is that what holds candy? You know, pinata on the floor with candy in it. And he was climbing up this and reaching down for a piece of candy. And I just stood up and said, this has got to stop. I have to get this out of here so I can get back to preparing a speech on the shalom and unity of all creation. And then we looked at each other. And I saw the vision. I did get him out to where he belongs, but saw the vision. Something that I don't understand because it's a deep mystery, but the very suffering of God is for my reconciliation to this creature and to all creation. Finally, to think then that the purpose of the church in the New Testament, and I'd like to try to teach this in any way I can this summer, whenever I get to be what's called a fill-in teacher, here to teach this in any way I can. The purpose of the church is to witness to and live God's coming unity, and thus announce to the world that the gospel is about the togetherness of all creation. How rich are the depths of God? How deep God's wisdom and knowledge? How impossible to penetrate God's motives or understand God's methods? Who could ever know the mind of the Lord? Who could ever be God's counselor? Who could ever give the Lord anything or lend God anything? All that exists comes from Him. All is by Him and for God. To God be glory forever and ever. Amen.